TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features refugee advocate Robert Hakiza, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
Currently, most refugees live in the cities rather than in the refugee camps. We represent over 60% of the number of refugees globally. With the majority of refugees living in urban areas, there is a strong need of paradigm shifts and new thinking. Rather than wasting money on building walls, it would be better to spend on programs to help refugees to help themselves. We always have to leave behind all our possessions, but not our skills and knowledge. If allowed to live a productive life, refugees can help themselves and contribute to the development of the host country. I was born in a city called Bukavu, South Kivu, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I am a fifth born in a family of 12 children. My father, a mechanic by profession, worked very hard to send me to school. Just like other young people, I had a lot of plans and dreams. I wanted to complete my studies, get a nice job, marry and have my own children and support my family. But this didn't happen. War in my homeland forced me to flee to Uganda in 2008, 9 years ago. My family joined a steady exodus of refugees who settled in Uganda capital, Kampala. In my country, I lived already in the city, and we felt Kampala was much better than a refugee camp. Refugees in the cities have always been denied international assistance. Even after their recognition by UNHCR in 1997, in addition to the poverty problem we were confronted with as the local urban poor, we were facing challenges due to our refugee status, such as language barrier. In Congo, the official language is French, but in Uganda, it is English. We didn't have access to education and health. We were exposed to harassment, exploitation, intimidation, and discrimination. Humanitarian organizations mostly focused on the former settlement in rural area, and there was nothing in place for us. But we didn't want handouts. We wanted to work and support ourselves. I joined my other two colleagues, exile, set up an organization to support other refugees. YARID, Young African Refugees for Integral Development, began as a conversation within the Congolese community. We asked the community how they could organize themselves to solve these challenges. The YARID programs for support evolve in stages, progressing from soccer community to English language to sewing livelihoods. The soccer changed the energy of employed youth and connected people from different communities. The free English classes help empower people to engage with the Uganda community, allowing them to get to know their neighbors and sell wares. Vocational training program offered livelihood skills with them important opportunities for economic self-reliance. We've seen so many families become self-sustaining. We've seen who no longer need our help. As YARID's programs has expanded, it has included an increasing range of nationalities: Congolese, Rwandan, Burundian, Somalis, Ethiopian, South Sudanese. Today, YARID has supported over 3,000 refugees across Kampala and continue supporting more. Refugees want empowerment, not handouts. We know our community better than anyone. We understand the challenges and the opportunities we face to become self-reliant. I know better than anyone that initiatives created by refugees work. They need to be internationally recognized and supported. Give us the support we deserve, and we will pay you back with interest. Thank you so much.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.